all of us are thinking about New Year's resolutions right now, fresh starts. So I want to think about that with you over the next couple of days. And looking at this story, we know as the prodigal son. The younger son leaves every relationship behind, takes his money, and travels off into what the Jews would consider the worst possible place, the far country, which is religious code for a non-Jewish pagan land made up of unreligious pagan people. And while there, this younger son wasted his inheritance in reckless living. The picture is one of blatant immorality and hedonism, gambling away money, using it for mind-altering drugs, alcohol, prostitutes. Making the situation even worse, a famine hits the land, and the young man needs some sort of job in order to feed himself after having thrown his inheritance away. And all he can find is a pagan man who lets him feed his unclean pigs, not making enough money to even eat what the pigs ate. He has created his own mess, his choices leading down to this path, and then circumstances out of his control overwhelming him still. That might be you today, overwhelmed by your own bad choices, and then, to add insult to injury, circumstances out of your control pile up on you. And this man in the story realizes that his only hope is to return to his home and return to his father. He doesn't know if his father has cut him off completely, treating him as if he were dead. That was an acceptable custom in those days. But maybe, just maybe, he could beg and plead enough to work as a slave for his father. At least then, he would have a bed and something to eat. But here's a truth that you and I need to embrace in thinking about fresh starts for our life. Fresh starts begin with repentance. When we hear the story of the prodigal son, certain people may come to your mind. We all know a prodigal. We may have been one. You may have one in your family. Many of us could probably say, after hearing and reading this story, I know someone just like that. This plot recurs again and again all around us. And if you are in that situation today, hear one of the truths that beams off the page, that forgiveness is given to those who repent. A fresh start begins with repentance. Repentance is you recognizing your condition as God sees it, and then turning to God for rescue and healing and forgiveness. You see repentance in this story in verses 17 through 20. An unrepentant son would have said, "My father should have had more inheritance to give me." He would have found a way to blame it on someone else. But a repentant soul says, "What a terrible mess I have created." And this is you today. Could it be that God, the creator of the heavens, is calling you to repentance? He's calling you to himself. And for those who repent, God stands ready to embrace you even more than you expected or asked for. And that's a great place for a fresh start. As you pray today, please remember Stan and Donna Scroggins, our missionaries in the Philippines. Also, remember the Lingali Life Word broadcast in the Democratic Republic of Congo.